StormLakeRadio.com, Chris Bachman, an opportunity to visit with Storm Lake Activities and Athletic Director Ty Seaman, promoting an event that happens this summer. It's the Storm Lake Community School District now offering a summer strength and conditioning program. Ty, let's get some of the specifics regarding age groups here.
Okay. Well, each summer, Chris, we've, for as long as I can remember, we've tried to offer a summer program for kids. We're just trying to get a little more publicity out about it this year, and it's going to be for our current or our next year's 9th through 12th graders, as well as next year's 7th and 8th graders. And the younger portion is a little bit new. We really haven't had a whole lot of programming for middle school kids, but we're the last two summers here trying to include them in our summer strength and conditioning program.
So let's talk about the schedule now. How does this play out for the age groups?
Okay, it is a 8-week program. There's 24 sessions starting June 8th. It'll run through August 5th. The program is on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The time is from 10 in the morning till noon. And it'll start with the high school kids in the weight room at 10 o'clock, and that's where they'll start out and report to. The middle school 7th and 8th grade kids will start out with the agility program, and theirs will start at 10:30. And then when the high school kids are done in the weight room, approximately 11 or so, the middle school kids will move into the weight room, and the high school kids will move out and do the agility part of the program.
Who's kind of running this, Ty? What coaches, who's helping out?
Well, we're trying to get all of our coaches involved. It's kind of being organized and spearheaded by our strength and conditioning coach right now, Mike Sullivan. He's a teacher at the middle school, and he's been our strength and conditioning coach through the school year. So he's kind of organized the plan. We've really been using the program pretty much since December. We kind of went through the fall and worked through some programming things, trying to find out what we liked and do some research. And then he put a program together late in the fall that we've been asking our kids to do when they come to the weight room throughout the school year. Primarily, our kids are getting to the weight room during the school day here at the high school. We have weightlifting, strength and conditioning class, 9 periods out of the day. There's one before school. Then there is one each period of the day. And so we've encouraged all of our athletes to get into a weightlifting class for their physical education class. So we've kind of had most of the kids working through the program for a while now. And then we're just going to kind of really concentrate on it this summer and also add, 3-day a week strength, along with the strength program, speed, agility, and quickness program.
It's an excellent opportunity for these young athletes, and you say encourage them to do so. What kind of response have you been getting so far this school year?
Well, it's been pretty good. We still have some kids who really like regular phys ed, so they want to stay there. And I think at the start of the second semester, we had about 30 of our athletes out of, probably closer to, 200 that were still in a regular PE class or weren't in a strength class. And I kind of tried to catch each of those individually and talked to them a little bit, and some of them said, "Oh yeah, I just didn't know I could still get switched," and did switch, and so we had a real good response. We also encourage our kids. Our kids can be exempt from phys ed during their sports season if they're a junior and senior, and we've also tried to tell them, "Hey, we don't want you to be exempt. We want you to stay in there, keep on the program, maintain your strength so that you don't get injured, and you don't drop off as the season progresses." And it's been a pretty good response. We'd like it to be better, but it's a pretty good start for us.
Coach, we talk about the lifting weights, the conditioning, the agilities. One thing I haven't mentioned, boys and girls. This isn't just guys, right?
Yes, this is both boys and girls.
Yeah.
And we've had probably pretty equal participation. Our girls are starting to figure out that, hey, if I'm going to get better and if I'm going to be able to compete in our conference and in our class in the state, I've got to get stronger. And we still see that. I still see that with all our athletics. We've got to be a better athlete. We've got to be stronger. We've got to be able to hold our position. We've got to be able to get quicker and have better speed. And that's why the program is kind of designed for total athlete. It's not geared toward football players. Mm-hmm. It's not geared toward guys.
Right.
It's geared toward all athletes, all areas of the body, plus the SAQ portion of the program. We hope will help them, build some speed, build some quickness, and make them better athletes.
Okay, well, it's all going to happen here starting June 8th, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. This is 7th and 12th graders for next year. So keep that in mind. Yep. And if anybody has any questions, can they give you a call at school?
Absolutely. You can give me a call at the office here at the high school at 732-8065.
Ty, thanks for your time. And I want to ask you real quick, we've had a little change in the guard as far as some of our varsity coaching positions, especially here on the boys' side.
Yeah, we have. We've had some coaches who have been around for quite a while and have done some, you know, put in their time and have decided that, you know, they're ready to back away from those head positions. And we've hired some very young, energetic, and guys that are really, really wanting to put a lot of time into the programs. And, you know, they're very enthused about getting our athletes working in the off season, and they're just excited to be coaching. And it's been a kind of a fun time. It's been a busy time, and you know, they're young. They're going to need some guidance from our older coaches, because you know, some of them are, you know, 2-3 year coaches, and we've just real excited about the enthusiasm and the youth, and I think our kids are excited as well.
Now, I guess, got to believe it's a very rare thing when someone in your position has to replace like the big three in football, boys basketball, baseball, all in one season.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure we're probably, for a 3A school in Iowa, probably have one of the youngest head coaching staffs around. Yeah. So it's been a busy spring.
Appreciate your time. And again, we'll continue to plug the Tornado Summer Strength and Conditioning schedule here on Storm Lake Radio. Our thanks to Ty Seaman for joining us here this morning.